Penguin Random House Audio presents Enemy of All Mankind, a true story of piracy, power, and history's first global manhunt by Stephen Johnson. Read for you by Jason Culp. Elegant and excellent was the pirate's answer to the great Macedonian Alexander, who had taken him. The king asking him how he dare molest the seas so, he replied with a free spirit, "How dare thou molest the whole world? But because I do with a little ship only, I am called a thief. Thou doing it with a great navy, art called an emperor." St. Augustine, The City of God. Suffer pirates, and the commerce of the world must cease. Henry Newton. The Indian Ocean, west of Surat, September 11, 1695. On a clear day, the lookout, perched atop the 40-foot mainmast of the Mughal treasure ship, can see almost 10 miles before hitting the visual limits of the horizon line. But it is late summer in the tropical waters of the Indian Ocean. The humidity lingering in the air draws a hazy curtain across the spyglass lens. And so by the time the English vessel comes into focus, she is only 5 miles away. The existence of an English ship in these waters is hardly noteworthy. They are only a few days' sail from Surat, one of India's most prosperous port cities, and the original headquarters of the East India Company. At first sight, the lookout doesn't even think it necessary to sound an alarm.